Hello guys, it's Phil here and it's BSP time, pre-show time here from Florida. It's Tuesday. And when we're traveling on the road, I've had some technical issues to deal with. Everything's good though. I don't know what's with this MacBook Pro that I'm recording on and the Audacity program I'm recording on, but it started to crash on me multiple times, so I reinstalled it, as we are all wont to do when something doesn't work. We just uninstall and install. That's what I did. Anyway, it's been really crappy weather here in South Florida, man, from the time I arrived. When I got here on, I got here Saturday night, and the weather wasn't bad, but all day Sunday it pissed down rain, and all day today, Monday, it has pissed down rain. It stopped raining here within the last hour, but it was on and off. It's been a very gray, really kind of shitty weather here in SOFLA, but nonetheless, I've been kind of giving people shit on. I apologize. Giving people shit on Twitter saying, well, I'm leaving the United States and I'm landing in Florida. Stuff like that. Just watch the U.S. and Wales in the World Cup, because I kind of pay attention to that. And we watched Gareth Bales, who was a member of the LAFC, Los Angeles Football Club, who actually scored the winning goal for LAFC, for the team to win the league championship, to win the MLS championship back in Los Angeles in early November. Now the guy comes to the World Cup in gutter and in the 82nd minute scores the tying goal on a penalty kick after he got pretty well mugged in the box there. So it's been a big month there for Gareth Bales of Wales. And being a USA fan as I am, of course, I was sad to see them get the tying goal, but you got to kind of smile a little bit and be happy for Gareth Bale, who's 33 years old. You know, he's on the downside of his career. Came to the States, made a bunch of money, helped us win the championship there at LAFC, and then he goes back to the national team and helps them get a point there in the group competition early on in gutter. Is that how it's, I'm trying to pronounce it the right way, gutter. So that's kind of what we did today. It's been a very, very lazy day here. The week ahead, we've got Thanksgiving over at Jackie's future in-laws, because her son Ryan has been for many, many years serious about a young lady that, and they have celebrated Thanksgiving with Stassi's family. We're going to do that again this week, and just kind of hang. As Jackie continues to get the house together. That's kind of all I have to... Right now she's taking a nap, so I'm kind of being quiet. I'm sitting here, as usual, in the flight path of Fort Lauderdale International Airport. So, as has been our wont, there's another use of the word wont, we probably will have a guest host on today's show. And one of the things I've been toying with, and I would only lay this on you, Backstage Pass people, I've been toying with the idea of me, you know, quote-unquote retiring as the host of the show and having more and more guest hosts come on. But we'll see how that works out. All right, so that's all I've got to report here for our pre-show for today, Tuesday. What's the date today, man? It's the 21st? I got to find the, it's the 22nd. Whew. I'm recording this on the 21st. 22nd. And, oh, by the way, program note, Thursday we will be replaying our annual Frozen or Thawed Bob Green Thanksgiving Day show. So look forward to that. If you haven't heard it or you want people to get a taste of what the classic show is about, have them listen on Thursday. That will be our Thanksgiving Day show, Bob Green's Frozen or Thawed Thanksgiving show.
Love you.